one of the impressive, the big surprise packets of the season so far have been the St George Illawarra Dragons. It's been lovely to see just how well they are going, and they've had those victories. They're now into fourth position on the competition table. Joel Thompson joins us online. G'day, Joel.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, mate. I say surprise packets, but have you even surprised yourselves?
No, you know, the belief was there. We've put the work in. You know, we knew what we had as a squad, and we, you know, we put in a structure that suits the team best, and it's worked this year, so it's been good.
I thought Josh Dugan was good, mate. He'll start. He'll be at number one.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's been great. You know, a lot of the boys, the back five there. You know, Nene McDonald, Yui Aiken. Laugh, like they've all been really strong, so it's been really good.
The Warriors, mate, I know it's not your concern, but they are disappointing. If you line up, you jog out against them, you must think, my God, look at these blokes. Look at the talent they've got and the size of them. But if you can put them under the blowtorch, Joel, you know, you know you're a chance of getting over the top of them.
Yeah, you know, yesterday's game was a bit scrappy from, you know, both sides. Mm. And like I said, you know, if we got back to what we, you know, do best and, you know, complete well, get a good kick chase. You know, we knew we'd be in, you know, we'd put up a good fight. But, you know, Warriors, I think they were their own worst enemy yesterday, just, you know, some simple errors and stuff like that, you know, which was good for us.
I mean, they'll give you plenty of ball and you've just got to make sure you use it better than they use it.
Yeah, that's what I think. You know, a few times we'll let ourselves down with that. You know, we'll get some quality ball, but we'll turn over cheap possession as well. So it was a bit of a scrappy win, but we'll take it and, you know, build on for next week.
Joel, pre-season, mate. I know all pre-seasons feel pretty good and you're ready for the proper stuff to start. Did it feel good, though? Did you feel the squad were humming running into this season?
Yeah, you know, we say it every year. I say it every year anyway. I tell my missus it's the toughest pre-season I've had, but, you know, it definitely was. You know, we put in a lot of work. You know, we've got a lot of K's in our legs and, you know, we built a lot of belief within the team. You know, we knew we were fit. We knew we were strong. Mm. You know, we just had to put it on the field. And, you know, the boys, they've really started the fire. You know, it's been a great addition to having Paul Vaughan come and, you know, Cam and Hooker there. So it's been really good for the squad.
Josh McCrone,
you know, they've all filled in and they've done a really good job.
It's good, mate. When you kicked off the season with that win over the Panthers, all of a sudden all that hard work you talked about in that pre-season comes to fruition. And you, to your credit, you kicked on with, I know you had that loss to the Eels, but then the big, you know, the good win against the Premiers and now the Warriors.
Yeah, you know, it's good to show a lot of people up to, you know, everyone was writing us off. Every person you talk to, or, you know, or you see in the paper, everyone had us at the bottom and, you know, I guess that lights a bit of a fire as well. We used last year as a bit of a motivation and, you know, we know what it felt like to be, you know, have a rough year like we did. And we, you know, we really want to prove, you know, not to everyone else, but to ourselves what we can do. And, you know, and so far it's been good. It's only round four, it's early days, but we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah, you got West...
This competition's really ruthless. So yeah. We just got to keep on turning up, working hard at training and turning up with the right attitude.
And West Tigers next, mate. It's hard to know what you'll get.
Yeah,
you know, I've been at a club where you know, you lose your coach and it does, I don't know, it does something to the squad where you want to lift and fire and come out with that passion and, you know. So, you know, we'll get that side next week and, you know, they've got some quality players in their team and when they click, as you've seen in round one when they played South and, now we just got to turn up with, you know, the right headspace and ready to rip in.
Mate, good to see the club going so well for yourself and Paul McGregor and everybody involved. Well done on that victory over the weekend and good luck against the Tigers.
Thanks, guys.